Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, why do we do this radio show?
We do this show, Roy, because we want people to know the living God, and the living God is here present on earth through the living Holy Spirit. And this is a Holy Spirit show. This is to bring honor to the Holy Spirit, who brings honor to Jesus. And so we want people to know that Jesus is real, Holy Spirit is real, and he's not an it. He's not like electricity, you know. He's not an it. He's a person. And when you get to know the person of the Holy Spirit, that's the best thing you can get on this planet. Because when you need help, he is there. And so we just want to let people know how real he is, and that's why we do this show, is to introduce the Holy Spirit to
people.
That's
a good explanation, Max. That made me feel good.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome. We got a miracle of the week every week that we do, and Max brings that to us. Max, if you would.
Okay, well, we have on the, I guess it was May the 16th, 2016, we got a call that a busload of people from Pennsylvania wanted to come to the garden in Kerrville. And that's a long way to come, but they wanted just to come to the garden. And I found out that it was Paul and Sylvia Hollinger of Pennsylvania, and they had been friends and collectors that I had met at the National Lytus Broadcasters Convention, and they had watched me get old over the years. But anyways, they're now retired. They used to have a lot of the radio stations up in the Pennsylvania area, real fine people. But when they found out that their college, Messiah College, was going to have a tour of Texas, they said, we want to include the cross of Kerrville. So they rerouted their tours. You know, they're going to see the Alamo, and they're going to see the, you know, the stuff in Dallas and the Fort Worth things. But they put Kerrville in the deal. And the busload pulled up, and it was a lot of fun. We didn't have long. This is awful hard. I can talk for hours, but to talk for less than 30 minutes, that's real hard. And that's what we had to work with. So basically all I could do at the beginning is pray a blessing over everybody, and then say, get the CD, listen to the CD. And then we took them into the cross and we did pray, and God sprinkled, I think just about everybody, the whole busload of people with the Shekinah glory sparkling in dust. And then I noticed that the young lady that was with Paul and Sylvia was the tour guide for that group, that particular tour. And I could see the Holy Spirit was really on her, and she just was starting to tear up as she looked at her hands, and it was sparkling. And I could see that, you know, that was a profound thing going on with her. To other people, they kind of went, eh, maybe yes, maybe no. But to her, it's like God had just touched her. Mm-hmm. And I could tell in the moment, so we prayed blessing over. I didn't know the young lady. You know, they left in the bus after the tour. I got an email back from Paul and Sylvia and said that the whole bus got blessed. They listened to the CD on the way leaving, you know, and got to hear the whole thing. But the tour guide was really changed. And she told them that not only did she get the glory dust on her hands, on her clothes, but she told him it was all underneath her clothes. Her whole body was covered in the glory of God, and it's had a profound effect in that young lady's life. Now, we don't know what her own story is, but, I mean, that's the way it is with God. When one touch from Jesus, that's all it takes, and everything's changed.
Amen. Well, Max, Steve, and Susan, Casey brought a friend this week.
Yeah, we got Steve and Susan back, and I'm going to let Susan introduce our guest, because somebody that's been impacted by God at the cross, because Susan Casey... I don't know if she drug him from Austin originally, but anyways, whatever. He came with her and the group that got to see the cross, and has had a major impact on his life. And so, Susan, would you please introduce our guest?
It is my pleasure. So I am honored to introduce to you all David Joyner. I have known him since I was 4 years old.
He was a little bit ago,
but he was five. I was four. We grew up. Our parents were very, very close friends in Virginia. Both our parents were in the military, but David and I have just kind of done life together, kind of in and out of each other's lives. But all the major seasons have kind of come crisscrossed together. And what's so neat is, a few years ago, his son was at a crossroads, and our lives intersected again. And David and I, his birthday's in February, and I've always sent cards to him, always connected with him. And this past February, he was having a birthday, and I said, come on, let's go to lunch. And we did. And, you know, it's just heart, when you know someone that long, it's just heart-to-heart stuff. And so we had lunch, and he was telling me some stuff. And my prayer garden alarm was going off, and I thought, David, I know a place where you've got to go.
And you didn't know it then, but you were dead meat, David. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm honored to be here, and obviously I've spent time now at Max and Sherry's prayer garden because Susan invited me to come, and it had a very profound effect on my life in several different ways I'll be glad to share with you.
Well, tell us a bit about your background. What kind of work do you do, and who are you?
Well, I'm kind of like Max. I'm a good old fighting Texas Aggie, class of 86, and actually I played football at Texas A&M. My wife, Laura Joyner, played basketball at Texas A&M, and both of our children, my daughter Ashley is a Texas A&M graduate. My son's going to be a senior at Texas A&M. But I spent 25 years coaching Texas high school football, and my wife's the head girls basketball coach at Dripping Springs High School. But really the transition in my life was when I quit coaching 4 years ago and started selling new homes and leaving the coaching business after 25 years of coaching. It kind of created an identity crisis and a major life change. And so I was kind of stumbling my way through my life changes.
Because you've been a coach for 25 years.
Well, exactly.
That's a long time.
It's a long time of coaching high school football.
What was it like the first year that you didn't go out to football?
I was a high school head football coach for 10 years.
So what was it like when you didn't have football season coming up that first year?
It was a loss. I was a fish out of water. I was a pig out of my mud. I mean, I was definitely at a loss. And you know, when the bell rings, you go to your next class, and the bell rings, you go to your next class. I mean, and you get into that groove, and my life had gotten out of that groove, and I was needing an answer. I needed a direction, and it didn't take me but 4 years
to fill that void.
And Susan basically said, "Listen, you need to go to this place that I have found in Kerrville, Texas, and spend some time at this cross."
And what was your response when she said, "You need to go to Kerrville, Texas, to see a cross"? What was that?
Well, you know, I trust the girl. You know, she's always had my best interest
well,
at heart.
You've known her long enough, you should be able to trust
her. And our dads were best friends, and we'd spent a lot of time together and shared each other's victories and failures in life. So I knew when she recommended that I go to Max's Prayer Garden, that was the right answer.
So the reason you came all the way from Austin to Kerrville was because of her recommendation.
Absolutely. And I actually came by myself, but the very first time that I walked up the stairs and saw the cross and felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, I knew it was an anointed place.
I was going to ask you, a lot of people that go, and I have the same, I tell people to go, they think that the miracle is just seeing the cross. And I try to explain to them, I said, no, just withhold judgment. It's not just seeing the cross. It's what happens to you when you go there. And did you feel that immediately when you stepped on the grounds?
Well,
or did it
I,
take you well?
I've actually kind of picked up the torch that Susan passed to me, and I've actually brought others to the cross. And when I describe it to others, I mean, we're from Lakeway, Texas. We're from Lakeway, Texas, a very affluent area of the southwest side of Austin. And I tell people all the time, there's a lot of noise in Lakeway, Texas, the noise of keeping up with the Joneses, the noises of all the distractions
right.
of the affluent city of Lakeway, Texas. Even though there's great churches there, and my pastor, Brad Thomas, is a fabulous pastor at Austin Ridge Bible Church. But there's a lot of noise there. And so you have to go to a quiet place to hear the quiet voice of God. And when I walked up the stairs to the garden, it was a quiet place, and I could clearly hear the quiet voice of the Lord.
How has the garden helped you and your family?
In many ways. Because when you're doing business, I mean, I like the way Susan describes it. When you're at the garden, you're intentionally making a trip for an intentional purpose. And so when I go there to pray about being a better husband, my wife benefits because when I come home, I'm a better husband. When I go to the garden and I pray about being a better father, my children benefit because I come home a better father. And when I pray about being a man at my job that's not scared to say the name of Jesus in my job, I become a better teammate for the guys that are in my company.
So you met God at the empty cross.
God's there. He's in church with me on Sunday, and he's in the car with me on the way to work. But usually when I'm doing my praying someplace else, I'm doing the talking. I'm not necessarily doing the listening. And so when I go to the cross and I start praying, it's a good time for me to be quiet so we can have a two-way communication to where I can hear what's being said to me by my God.
Susan, we're going to bring you back in here in just a minute. Since you've known each other all your lives, tell me what you've observed of David as he's been making this transition. What was your take on everything? Because it had to be very rewarding to you to see him and see all this stuff happening, because he was in an area where he was not lost, literally, but he was he had been coaching for a long time, and all of a sudden that was ended, and he was looking for things and trying to fill that void. How did it make you feel, and what did you see when you saw him going through all these things and making these transitions?
God was after his heart. God absolutely was after David's heart. David is a very strong, fiery man, and he's a force, which is probably why we get along so well. But God was after his heart. And as we were talking through stuff, it was evident to me that God had big plans for David, but he needed to get it. He needed to get his heart.
Together.
Get the heart. But that's what happens up at the garden, right? I mean, God is after your heart. He wants that intimate personal relationship with you. And when David called me coming back from the garden, I knew God had him. God had his heart. It was what happened.
David, after all these things that are going on in your life now, here's an opportunity for you to express to people what you think God wants them to know. What is it that you want people to know about this experience in the cross, what you personally have had?
Well, what I want to say is that Jesus Christ and God, they're nothing like the myth of the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. They are very real and want to affect you in a real way. And step into your life and address your problems and your concerns and your obstacles, and they want to actually benefit you and become a real part of your life to where you find joy instead of anxiety and stress. They want to bring you comfort. They want to bring you peace. And those messages are loud and clear when you step into the garden.
Beautiful. David, do people have to come to the garden to find God?
Absolutely not. They can find God in their own, on their knees at the end of their bedroom. They can find God in their church with their pastor and with their brothers and sisters. But it's a place where God is very apparent.
Well, we thank you for being here with us and sharing. Max, any final words?
We got to get to know David a little bit on the drive up here from Kerrville to the studios. And it's just neat to hear how total strangers are impacted by something that God asked Sherry and me to do. And we were just trying to obey God.
This has got to be rewarding for you, that this continues.
Yeah. And the cool thing is when we give what we have to God, He takes it and He affects other people positively. And with all the terrible stuff going on in the world today, it's good to know that God is still doing lots of good stuff and He's doing it with His kids. And I'm just so grateful for what He's done in your life, David, and Casey's. It's just been amazing.
How do they reach us?
Just at the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Stephen, Susan Casey, and David Joyner, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Max, thank you.
Thank you.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hello. I'm so glad you're back with us this week. As always, I just really enjoy reading these quotes to you, and there are so many wonderful things that people say when they visit the garden, and I hope if you haven't visited the garden, I hope you'll take time to do that. From Mission Viejo, California, it says, a quick word. The Lord says now is the time to release the anointing for new gardens to go up in the USA and even around the world. I see 100 gardens like this in strategic places throughout the earth. We like that quote. That was a great one. This one is from Humble, Texas, Regina R. And she says, amazed. When we checked into the hotel, I asked the desk keeper what else was here to visit. She suggested the cross. Well, before we left this cozy little town, we stopped by the cross. I wish I would have visited there before our last day. I would recommend this place to anyone who visits Kerrville. And Joseph Peck, MD from Culpeper, Virginia. God is really accelerating the breakthroughs. The two wild rams you saw this week are a special sign from heaven. They remind me of God giving the ram in the thicket for Abraham. I believe the blessings of Abraham are coming on you and Sherry this year to a degree that you have never experienced before. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Shalom, shalom, shalom. From Joseph Peck. TripAdvisor. We have lots that come in on TripAdvisor. Cynthia G. says, beautiful and serene. Most definitely worth stopping. You can see the cross from the interstate, but stop and walk the path and scriptures and get a close-up look at the sculptures. It was moving and powerful to see the rock garden where hundreds of rocks have prayer requests written on them. It's worth the trip. Always a privilege. This one comes from Carol and Jack Rothenfluh. And they say, always a privilege to be associated with this active and living move of God in our wonderful community. Max, we are grateful for you and Sherry's ongoing pursuit of His vision. Let the good times roll. Jill H. from Early, Texas says, beautiful, peaceful experience. Plan to spend several hours to ponder the sculptures, the scripture, and beautiful landscaping. This would be a great place to visit if you live nearby. Enjoy. And my last one is the Garcia family. Thank you, Jesus, for making our life great. We follow your path with lots of respect for all. And that was the last one for today. And we'll have more next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.